We're up to the bracha of Lamalshinim, okay, which is the it's immediately following the bracha of Hashivenu, and what that means is Hashivenu means that we just talked about the Shoftim, and we're gonna get our judges back, and immediately after that we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to destroy and get rid of the Malshinim, all of our enemies, okay. Now, it's the history of this bracha is pretty well known. It's a Gemara. It's an open Gemara in Brachas. And the Gemara story is that, as we know, Shmona Esrei is called Shmona Esrei. 18 Brachas. So how does it get to 19 Brachas? Because V'la Malshinim was added. So the Dubna Magid asks, so it should be called, good, fine. So it was originally Shmona Esrei, now it's Tshua Esrei, so we should call it that. So he says, you don't add into the tefillah a bracha to just get rid of your problems. He says, L'mashal, if you're making an accounting of your profit for the year, so you made profit, you sold, good. Now, about a couple years back, you had lent someone money. And, you totally forgot about that money. And the guy now paid you back. Are you going to count that towards your profit? It's not really your profit. You just got back money that you should have had all along. Right? So, we're asking Hashem, get rid of our enemies. Get rid of these Al-Malshinim. I mean, we're not better off than we would have been not being here in the first place. So, the Magid says, that's why it's not really counted as an extra bracha, because it's just getting rid of our problems. But anyway, regardless, the bracha here was added in order to get rid of those enemies of ours, those people that are causes problems. The Gemara says, who is ra'oi to compose such a bracha? You know, the rest of Shmona Esrei was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGadolim, and they were Nevi'im, right? Mamish Nevi'im, B'nei Nevi'im. So who's going to be ra'oi to add a bracha to Shmona Esrei to make it part of that level? So the Gemara says there was one person, Shmuel HaKatan. Shmuel HaKatan was known as as one of the greatest Tanoi Amoroim of his time. And he was called Katan because he was a great Anof. But the Gemara says that in a room full of people, if there was anybody that was roi to have the Shechina Shoira on him, it was Shmuel HaKatan. So he was the person. And he is roi to compose this bracha. Now, what makes an interesting Dvar Torah is that this is a bracha which, is a little bit sticky. You're asking Hashem to get rid of some elements that we, would rather do without.
We can get rid of.
Yeah. So the Gemara says it was Shmuel HaKatan. The Mefarshim point out Shmuel HaKatan has a memra that he said. That he in Perkei Avos, in Perkei Avos, it quotes the memras that different Tanoim would say. Who haya Omer? He would constantly say. What did he say? Ushmul Katan's memra. Bin Fol Eivecha Al Tismach. He was the one that used to tell people, "Don't be happy at the downfall of your enemy." So he's the one davening to kill our enemies, meaning because he's the one that's roi. If you have an ounce of jealousy, an ounce of trying to put yourself up at the simcha of the other person's destruction, you're not roi to compose that tefillah. But since Shmuel HaKatan was the one, in this part, Shmuel HaKatan was the one that said in Perkei Avos, "Ben Fol Eivecha Al Tismach."
Okay.
That's why he's the one that was roi to compose V'la Malshinim. Because if he has an ounce of jealousy, so then you can't compose it. So he said, "Ben Fol Eivecha Al Tismach." So Mele, he's the one that said it. Not only that, the Mefarshim say that Ben Fol Eivecha Al Tismach is a pasuk in Mishlei. So what? A big chiddush, Shmuel HaKatan, have nothing better to say. Like, what's your big part? Come on, that's a part. So the answer is Shmuel was an honor. Look, he says, I don't have to say anything. Just let's learn Tanakh, let's learn some Chumash together. Shtein Pasuk. So he was the one that told people about this pasuk and the limud of this pasuk. Then he, who's been teaching this his whole life, he has to end up composing a tefillah, which the whole purpose of it is to annihilate our enemies. The answer is Al Tismach. It's not for you to make. It's because it's all bringing out the Kavod Hashem. the Kavod Shemayim. These people are constantly getting in the way of the Kavod Shemayim. So Memela, as part of the Kavod Hashem, is part of the Kavod Hashem is that they should be gotten rid of. But it's not for our personal simcha. And that's why he was the one that composed this tefillah. It's a geshmak of art.
By the person that attacked my brother is going to try out in February. He died in front of life.
That's appropriate, perhaps, but that's not what we're davening for in this tefillah. And let me explain why that's important. Because there's a few different girsois in how this tefillah developed over time. Our nusach is Vila Malshinim. The Malshinim are those that are Malshin on us. They say Lashon Hara on us to the government or to whoever in order to get Klal Yisrael into trouble. Now, why do they do that? Why would someone do that? Because they want to find favor in the eyes of the high-ranking officials. So we say, v'lo malshinim, alti sikva. They shouldn't get hope of trying to be, getting their agenda through. Don't give them hope. Besides that, so that's the pashup shot. They just shouldn't have hope in accomplishing their agendas and doing what they want to do. No. But besides for that, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Yekar, who's the Rebbe of the Ramban, says that because a Malshin is somebody who even L'doirei Doirois is going to be Nidoin in Gehenim. So even after he's dead, Ein Lo Tikva. He's done. So that's what it means. V'la Malshinim Alti Sikva. They don't even have a hope. Even for the future, even after their Nidoin in Gehenim. There's no, most people after a certain time, they have the opportunity to grow after, not the Malshinim. There's a Pachar Pachadim Dika Maisa. Rav David Feinstein said over a Maisa about his father, Rav Moshe, that there was a Yadua Dika Moshe in Russia. I don't know if it was in Rav Moshe's city, Luban, or in a different place. It's a Pachar Pachadim Dika Maisa. So this guy was a moiser, means he always told the government the bad things that the Jewish, or the good things, or whatever, the things that the Jewish people were up to. So, when he died, the Chevra Kadisha wanted to bury him upside down. In the Jewish cemetery, but upside down, with his face facing down. And Rav Moshe said, no, B'shem Panim V'Open, you can't do that, even though maybe... No, he's a Yid. You bury him in the Jewish section, regular way. So they buried him. About a few days later, a week after, government officials came, and they said, "Where's this guy buried?" So he said, "That's his plot." And they started opening up the caver to check this matzav out. They see him, and he's buried. He's buried, uncovered, fine. No one knows what's going on. They asked the officials, what's going on? So they said, this guy, our friend told us that you hate him so much for helping us that you're going to bury him upside down. And if you would do that, then it shows, right, that you hate the government. So... he told us, you hate him so much for helping us, that you're going to bury him upside down. So he came to check. I see it's not true. You guys aren't that bad. Right? What's the pachad pachadim of the Maisa? Rav Moshe had Ruach HaKodesh. That's a chiddush. Rav Moshe had Ruach HaKodesh. That's not the chiddush of the story. The chiddush of the story is the rishus of this guy. He's dying already. And he still wants to throw the rest of the community under the bus. Right? In your dying moments, what's this guy thinking? Oh, I have another way to get the rest of the community. I'm going to go tell the government, right? That's how Russia, a person could be, that it's so ingrained in their metzias that even when they're dying moments, they're still thinking. That's what struck me about this maisa.
Right, he didn't even think about doing that.
Forget, right, not tshuva. He's still trying. You think, fine, he wants to get his connections with the government, whatever. He's not worried about connections, nothing. He's dead. And still he's trying to throw the community under the bus. That, to me, was the chiddush of this maisa. But anyway, that's what it means. That's what it means for the Malshinim.
How many years?
That's the Chiddush. That's for the Malshinim Malti Sekva.
How many years between the original Shmoneh Esrei and the addition of the book?
I don't know, it's hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. Now, v'lam al shinim al tisikma v'chol arisha kirega toivin, and the risha should disappear kirega. Meaning, we think that maybe it's a process. Look, you got to work with people, right? You want to implement change. Change is slow. Calm down. No. We don't want that type of change. Kirega toivi. We want to get these people out of here. Now, it's very hard. How do you get things out of here so quickly? The teretz is, it's gaval to gavart. We say in Shmoneh Esrei that, in the Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, it says, V'chol arisha kula ki'asham tichle kitavir memshelas zodon min haaretz. That the Risha should disappear like Ashan, like smoke. When you get rid of the Memsheles Zodoin, when you get rid of the evil government, that's how it's going to disappear like smoke. What's the word? The Chiddush of disappearing smoke is that once you make it disappear, you realize it was never there to begin with. There's nothing there. From a distance, you're like, oh, it's so dirty, it's crazy. But then you try to touch it. It's invisible. There's nothing there. The rishus is all a facade. It doesn't have any feet to stand on. So it looks powerful. It looks like it's there. The second that you bring in a giloy of kavod shemayim into the picture, it's just ashan tichle. It was like, you realize now it was ashan the whole time. It was just smoke and mirrors. There's nothing going on. So that's the term used, ke'ashon tichla, right? Because that's not emes. So rishus is really nothing to stand on. So memela, if that's true, it's very easy. Kerega toived, it's going to get destroyed in a rega because it's never there to begin with. That's the pshat. Do you have the same nusach or a little different? Sfardim? Same thing. Okay. The chol oivecha, your enemies. Mehera Yikaresu should get destroyed, Kares, quickly. Okay? Now it says Oivecha, there's different Gersois. Some say Oivecha means the enemies of Hashem. Some say it means Oive Amcha. But really, either way, the enemies of Hashem are the enemies of the Jewish people. Right? The reason why the Jewish people are hated is because people don't want, because we make people nervous. Why do Jewish people make the whole world nervous? Why is there so much anti-Semitism? Because we bring out a certain, we symbolize that there's a spiritual element and a spiritual dimension on this planet of Earth. And people don't like that. Those type of people get you nervous. Because you gotta have a conscience. We remind people of everything they don't want to be reminded of.
That's why the Nazis were not so opposed to anything Jewish. Because we represented the best things in the world.
Now, I'm trying to say.
And they hated
what I'm saying. So the idea is, b'chol oivecha, people that hate Hashem are really the enemies of us as well. B'chol oivecha, mehera yikaresu. Get rid of the mehera quickly. The hazedim. Now, by the way, um, there's a big schmooze over here in the sitter in the oitzar tefillah sitter, and that's why back to your point from the beginning, it's lav dafka talking or dafka lav. It's not talking about goyim because that we don't ask that Hashem should destroy the nations of the world. These are talking about Jews. These are talking about Yidden who cause us problems. Who that's what he says in the Yitzhak Tfilah Siddur. It's talking about Lamashinim, Risha, Oivecha. A lot of these are talking about within the Jewish people, the people that try to make that, or at least it's also talking about within the Jewish people, Chas V'Shalom, when there's people that don't want the Emes to come out. And people that try to block the MS. Now, what's the next thing? A Zaid. What's a Zaid? What's a Zaid? Zaidim. On Hanukkah, Rosh Chodesh Kislev now. What's a Zaid? Right? Zaidim. We say the Yavanim were Zaidim. What's a Zaid? The Pasuk initially says, Zaid Yahir. A Zaid is a Balgaiva. Late Shemoy. It's like a late. A Zaid is somebody that because of his Gaiva, he doesn't take anything seriously. Not taking anything seriously means that it's not just they make fun of things. It's a certain attitude that they can that they're trying bedafka to make excuses not to pay attention to something. So the easiest way is to make fun of it. But basically, it's bedafka not paying attention to certain messages, to certain. So this Zaid is the guy that does things bemazed, out of gaiva. So the oivim are jealous. They're jealous. But the Zaid is a balm, is amazing. He's beshita. He's beshita trying to not let us do anything. This is absurd. This is crazy. Right? So Mamela, they get a much worse punishment. Mehera, na yikaresu. Ta'aker, it's a Shaber, it's a Mager, it's a Sachnia. Go. What are these things, by the way? Ta'aker, uproot it. But uprooted it is good, but the roots are still there. You're just to shaber, break whatever left into pieces, usimagir, grind it up into little shreds, visachnia. And after all that, you know, like the Gemara says about Shlomo HaMelech, that after he lost everything, he had nothing. He had the shirt on his back and the staff in his hand. He had nothing left. So the Gemara says, so why was he called Shlomo HaMelech? The Gemara says, because Malach al Kare, he was a Melech on a stick. So this guy, after you finish Ta'aker, Sashaber, Samagir, he's still a Balgai. Tachnia. Give him Hachna. They should realize for once and for all that he's nothing. And it's all up to Hashem. And this should all happen B'meher Aviyamim. So in other words, what we're asking is, these are the things that get in the way of our clarity at the end of the day. This is what we spoke about last week in Hashivenu. These things are the things that get in the way of the world's clarity and our clarity, and we want these things out of the way. Okay? And that's the idea of this bracha. So it's not just
an uprooting of destruction. It's more about uprooting, bringing out what's
a clarity.
Bring a clarity.
Right. We want that there should be a clarity of the MS in the world, but these people get in the way of that.
What's the Hebrew word for
clarity? I don't know. There's different words for it, I guess. Behirus, Brirus, Yediyah. Then we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Shoiver, Oivim, you break the Oiv, Machnia Zaidim, and you Machnia, you humble the Zaid who's mazed, who's trying to go against the lessons of the Torah. That's why, Lo Aleinu, people that are like Koifrim, go try to push agendas which are against the Torah, could be more Nichlal in this Bracha than Stam a Rasha. Stam a Goy, who has no Shaykh to anything. Lav Dafka is this. Right? So, you know, the bottom line is, what's our kavana in this bracha? You know, okay, I'm going to have a good kavana in this bracha. You know, just like we said in Refa'inu, we should think about certain things, certain people that are sick. I should think about certain people, you know. No, that's not the point. You're not thinking about individuals. You're not thinking about people.
I would think more of that for now, because if we say that means if you think about individuals,
it's
you're
full of Vechal Tismach a little bit. Right, exactly. So the idea is, this is a step in the Kavod Shamayim. Think about it. If this is just to help us, you know, in our daily life, it should have been in the first section. There's two sections in these brachas. This is already in the section talking about the geula. This is part of the whole geula process, to give us clarity in our closeness to Hashem. And these people get in the way of that, and that's why we want to get rid of them. So it's more about the impediment that they bring to the clarity of the world, to Hashem, than to the individual nisyonis that they cause people in Tsar. So, you know, to your point, Lav Dafka, we're referring to that guy. Maybe we are. Probably we are, but that's not the main, that's not the only thing we're referring to.
We're talking about the general.
We're talking about people that, yeah, general, and also even not hostility, also people that maybe are not hostile. But they promote hashkafas, which are here to uproot the hashkafa of the Torah. Yeah, exactly. That's also included in this. Now, obviously, we want everyone to do tshuva. That's poshut, right? Like it says here, v'chol harisha kerega toivein. It doesn't say v'chol harishoim kerega toivein. The risha, the evil, should get destroyed, not the evil doers. Halavai, they should do tshuva, right? But that's the ultimately what we ask for is the clarity and the way to Hashem. Okay.